The voice boomed over the blare of the alarm and the sound of chaos and destruction, driving a spike of terror into Harrison's heart. It was his voice. He was here in the control room, among the dead and the dying. He was here. Was it even possible, after everything that had just happened? How could anyone have survived? Of course it's possible, he thought. All those long nights I spent coding made it possible. This, all of this, it's as much my fault as it is his.
Harrison, the voice said again.
His voice. Harrison Greeley raised his head, the pain in his neck and lower back and broken nose causing stars to shoot across his vision. The emergency lighting flashed in the cracked dandruff-flecked lenses of his glasses. He took them off and wiped them on his shirt, streaking them with blood that had spilled from his nostrils. He settled the glasses back on the bridge of his nose and blinked into the erratic light. Hiding somewhere in the front row, Naya Deerwood, with her dull pink hair and fake vintage Pokemon t-shirt, let out a prolonged, high-pitched scream. Was she still at her terminal? God, it'd be just like her to die at her computer, Harrison thought. Not that he was any different, he supposed. He raised himself onto an elbow, feeling weak, every muscle like wet spaghetti. All he wanted was to lie back down and sleep for a week, even if it cost him his life.
Get up, Harrison, Mr. Garrote's voice boomed over the comm system speakers. Get up. Your work here isn't finished just yet.
The programmer rolled over onto his butt, managing to prop himself up on shaky arms.
There you are, the writer said, lowering his voice. Welcome back to the land of the not-quite-living.
The control room looked like an explosion in an office supply store, a mess of broken computers, loose paper and pens, a shoe with a foot still in it.
God, that's Bishop's Reebok, isn't it?
Torn off above the ankle. Keyboards and ergonomic LED mouses, desk toys and orthopedic office chairs. Sarah Jane Amblin herself lay sprawled on the floor in front of the monitors. The entity that had murdered her, Alpha, the swarm, still hovered over her remains, twisting itself back and forth as if examining her, looking for signs of further life to drain. Above them, Garrote's massive face was displayed in mosaic over the entire wall of monitors, missing only the screens blacked out and cracked by the impact of Ms. Amblin's body. He looked like a religious maniac who'd painted his face with a giant black crucifix from forehead to lips. The paint chipped and cracked. His dark grin filled the second row from the bottom.
Hello again, Harry. Did you miss me?
The rider bellowed laughter. Everything was a big, fat joke to Mr. Garrote. He was probably having a blast, laughing it up in that fish tank of his in the labyrinth of servers beneath his creepy old house.
You crazy boomer asshole,
Naya cried, peering up at Garrote from the front row of computer terminals, accusation in her eyes. Alpha Entity darted toward Naya at the sound of her voice, writhing and pulsating, leaving Ms. Amblin's remains behind. Naya leaped to her feet and ran, tripped over a desk chair and sprawled across the aisle. Panting, she rolled over and screamed one final time as the swarm, as Alpha, descended upon her. Harrison closed his eyes. He didn't like Naya. He didn't like any of his former co-workers. But having seen the Alpha suck the life out of Ms. Amblin made him realize he didn't dislike any of these people enough to delight in watching them die. Her scream ended abruptly, almost as if Garrote had pressed stop on a Halloween horror sounds tape.
That's better now, isn't it?
The man himself said, his dark grin widening into a smile.
We can hear ourselves think.
Harrison opened his eyes again, cautiously. The swarm hovered between himself and Naya's dead body, convulsing like an unstable element, a dark mass of dead energy hungry for the life pumping through his veins. For a moment, he wondered if the featureless faces swirling within the cloud were scrutinizing him, sizing him up, the way they seemed to have studied Miss Amber.